Beloved radio friends, I welcome you to the broadcast of today. In Jesus' name, amen. We are glad at your consistency in tuning in to this frequency for this message. While I was preparing for this particular broadcast, I sensed inside of me the Holy Spirit telling me to minister to our numerous listeners today. I said to him, "What shall I speak on?" The Spirit said to me, "That great physician is now near." I remembered that this is the heading of a song that ministers to the body and soul. I want you to listen to this song. We are using it with permission. This song will set your mood for what God is about to do in your life. Amen. Amen. I cannot be disobedient to the promptings of the Spirit while we are emphasizing that the way forward in Christianity is to go back to character and attitude that portrays you as a Christian. We also believe in divine intervention of our Lord Jesus Christ in healing. Therefore, as you listen to this song, let your mood be set to receive healing even today. Are you lying in a bed sick, or are you managing a health challenge? Hear me and hear me well. That great physician is now here for you. You will be healed in Jesus' name. I say you will be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Bible reading is from Mark chapter 1, verse 40 to verse 45. The book of Mark chapter 1, we'll be reading from verse 40 and terminate as verse 45. Let me read. "A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, 'If you are willing, you can make me clean.' Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. 'I am willing,' he said. 'Be clean.' Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cured. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning, see that you don't tell this to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them. Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere. A Bible portion says that there came a leper. Many of you have not seen a leper before. Leprosy is a horrible disease. It starts small, and if it remains untreated, spreads over the body, bleaching the hair white and covers the scales and oozes out sores. Now, I want to pray. Heavenly Father, as we bring this message to our people, I pray that you cause their faith to rise, that they may know that Jesus is the healer, that he still heals today and has the power and authority to heal their sicknesses and their diseases. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I was just saying that leprosy is a horrible disease. On the surface, it bleaches the body and you see sores. But down under the skin, leprosy eats its way through the nerves. Soon the victim loses all sense of touch and pain, initially in the fingers and toes, and then it spreads to legs and arms. A leper cannot feel anything. In one case in India, rats will come and eat off the fingers of lepers and their toes. They just wake up and their toes have disappeared. They felt no pain. They will not know. You see, a leper without fingers, no toes, blind, with ulcerated growth all over their face. Nobody wants to get near them. Today, leprosy is curable with drugs. The Old Testament sets up some strict instructions for lepers. They were isolated from the rest of the family and community. No one salutes them. He should be shouting, "Unclean, unclean," to warn healthy ones to keep a distance from them. Your case may not be as bad as this leper in the Bible. A leper's life is that of isolation and loneliness. Even relations stop coming to visit. And when they do, they keep a distance. He lives without love, without hope, without joy, without dignity of life. He cannot attend public functions, no discussion with any person. No person shakes him. Christmas come and go, no change. But one day, he heard that Jesus was in town, the one claiming to be the Son of God, the miracle worker, the one who opens blind eyes, the one who makes lame people walk, the one who heals the sick. Notice the first thing is that the approach of the leper from the Bible portion we read. Notice the first, the approach of the leper. He came to Jesus, beseeching him and kneeling down and made a request. He knew Jesus can heal, that he cannot heal himself. The man knew that he cannot heal himself. Hello, radio friends. Are you sick? Jesus can heal you. Approach the great physician now. When last did you pray kneeling down? You can kneel before human beings or molded or molten objects, but you cannot kneel before your maker. But if you humble yourselves, if you humble yourself and make it a habit, your change will begin. The second thing we want to see, the response of Jesus in verse 41. And Jesus moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I am willing, be cleansed." Verse 42. As soon as he had spoken, the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. I want you to take note of two applications. Number one, Jesus sympathizes with you. Jesus sympathizes with you. Number two, Jesus is willing to heal you, but you need to approach him like the leper did. You have to worship him as he did. You have to believe him as the man believed. If you redefine your mind in these three areas, Get ready to be touched. I may not know your ailment, but I speak under the power of the Holy Spirit. I rebuke cancer in the name of Jesus. In any part of the body where it is present, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Go, dry up, and let your stay in that body be terminated, even today, in the name of Jesus. Yes, I rebuke that cardiac disorder, hypertension, stroke, diabetes, arthritis, fibroid, mental disorder, or derangement. In the name of Jesus, leave that body. I speak on behalf of the great physician. Depart and leave. In Jesus' name, waist pain, pains in the shoulder, leg, cataract, glaucoma, go, leave. Let your stay be terminated. The great physician is here. I release those in bondage, in any kind of bondage. Are you affected by sorcery, divination, witchcraft? I speak on behalf of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let the activities be frustrated in your life, in the name of Jesus. Jesus sets you free from the bondage of the devil. Be free in Jesus' name. Are you distressed and depressed? I speak courage into your life. Let your spirit be revived in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we bless your name. Bless my hearers and heal their diseases, because the great physician is now near, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.